This week we're going to talk about removing worship blockers. Now, all of us are made to worship God and to enjoy Jesus Christ, relationship with Him, to give Him praise, to draw near to Him, and we're wired to worship. But there's things in our lives that get in the way. So we want freedom. We want to be able to connect with Jesus. Let's look at some of the things this week that can be blockers. So in Luke chapter 7, verse 37, there's a woman, and as she's approaching Jesus, we learn that she has a sinful past. She has a past that includes prostitution. And so when you think about just some of the dirty stuff she was involved in, that could be a block to worshiping Jesus. And what about your past? And I'm not saying overdwell on the things that you've done wrong, but is it a hindrance in terms of worship? And that can either be that you've convinced yourself you can't really draw as close to Jesus as other people because of the mistakes you've made, or it could be carrying guilt and shame, and in such a way that is so negative, it's going to stop you from really worshiping Jesus. The good news, it didn't stop the woman in this passage, and it doesn't need to stop us. Jesus has come to set us free, forgive us, and in that grace, we get to draw near to Him, worship Him, be close to Him, and worship Him with all of our heart. So read the rest of the story in Luke chapter 7. We're going to go through it this week. But the first blocker to remove is false guilt from your past, thinking that disqualifies you from being close to Jesus.